Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Thursday in Creighton, Bill?
What is he going to do? He's going to ruffle some feathers. He's going to ruffle some feathers. Yeah, he's going to give away little baby chicks.
He's got... Tis the season.
Baby chicks. So he's got the heat lamp set up. Yeah, they're in there in one of those big tanks with the heat lamp set up right there. You get to come. So everyone that comes in gets to leave with a baby chicken.
Ruffle some feathers. Can you take more than one?
What's that? You can take two. Okay. Everyone gets to take two. You get the choice. If you want just one, that's fine.
I don't think you want to take one.
No, you want to keep them together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine the loneliness would be right. All of a sudden there's 14 of you or 38 of you. Mm-hmm. Now it's just you. That'd be a lot. So you're going to ruffle some feathers. And so he's all set up. He's got a little little box. It's with a little box with a little handle, a little cardboard box, and you get to leave with the chick.
Yeah, I always wonder how Schindler has the people in his life that's just going to donate that many. Now I don't know how many.
You've
people
met him, right?
Yeah, he's got 244 of them. So there's a lot of. There's a lot. Imagine the noise right now going on. Imagine this
great noise.
The great noise, because you've heard him. You know it's like that.
Yeah, great noise.
Yeah, and so
it's very calm.
When you look over and you just see a giant tank. Full of with the heat lamp.
No, I'm serious. It's calming.
Really?
It would be calming.
Little chicks constantly doing what Jake was doing.
Do it, Jake.
That's really good, by the
really
way.
Good.
It's really good. Times 214, though. Yeah. Times 244 in that.
Use that on Scotland yet?
And you get to pick them out, too. You get to pick out the two you want, and he boxes them up, and you're out the door.
It's a great idea.
He's just going to ruffle some feathers.
I think Sip might go for this one today. Yeah.
Trix is looking. She's looking.
She's getting back in?
Yeah, she's getting back in. Yeah. So she might head up there. I'll text her.
Shoot her a text.
She'll want more than two. That'd be the issue.
I think Steve can work a deal.
Shindaddy can
he's
help.
Got it. He's got ways to work deals, especially for Trixie. Are you kidding me? Be incredible.
Shindy, okay. Great idea. Yes. Wonderful. That'll be fun for everybody up there.
You walk in and what's in the giant tank over there with the heat lamp? So it's the baby chicks. Who's not going over to look at that?
Everyone is.
I know
you
this. When I go to Tractor Supply and the ducks and the chicks are in the back,
you have to.
I spend a good 10 minutes just staring at them. Somebody's like,
looking at them.
Hey, you want a couple serpents? No, I just want to look at them. I just want to stand. And I see somebody get some. I'm like, yeah, do it. Get some. That's where I got the ducks at. Pablo and Cruz.
They're now in Syracuse, I believe.
Syracuse.
There's no update on.
You need to get an update on Pablo and Cruz.
Yes.
Schaefer, I'm telling you right now, it is a very relaxing sound. a bunch of little chicks.
I just don't have the experience.
Yeah.
That I mean, I've been around like little chicks before, but not to the extent that I would know whether it's a relaxing sound.
It is.
It's Jake, more of a novelty.
Jake,
I guess,
one more time.
Cheep, 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 cheep. One more time on the headline.
Gonna ruffle some feathers.
Midwest Bank, the place to be today. Mike Schaefer is with us from 24/7 Sports.
Recruiting.
His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau. You can call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. Now, we're going to get into the big recruiting weekend in a second, but Schaefer walked in this morning and had a take when he was on the couch about playoff talk. You're bothered by it, Schaefer. You said in May and June.
Oh boy,
that's fine. Bring it. Bring it to the airwaves.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
What's your problem, Schaefer? Get it out.
You're beefing.
Get it out.
If it was me, if someone for whatever reason just decided to bestow powers to me for the college football,
which could happen.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed. Yeah, yeah. I would certainly welcome the opportunity to wield power.
Spurk would like it too.
Yes,
he would. Go ahead.
I am sort of annoyed that we are just endlessly tinkering with everything in college football. Like we just got to a 12-team playoff, and I felt, and maybe it was just me, and I don't know where you guys land on this, I felt like things went off really well this past year. It was an enjoyable experience with the different rounds that you had going on, the opening round. You had good games and all across all. Not all of them were good games. I mean, some were...
No, I get
instantly
you. I hear
forgettable.
You. I hear you.
But anyone that happened to tell themselves, hey, I want to stick into Texas, Arizona State, despite this sort of awful start for Arizona State, was rewarded with a very memorable game.
It was.
And you got to see, I mean, I think Georgia and Notre Dame, like that, unfortunately, everything that happened that led to that being on an afternoon, I think it was a Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday afternoon.
That led to... Was not prepared for that, but that led to kind of a unique circumstance game as well. It just felt like the playoff went well this year, but all we have to hear about is, oh, this team didn't get in and that team didn't get in. You know what happens, and the reason it's called a playoff? Teams don't get in. You don't get to bring everybody.
It's not an
invitational.
Someone
gets to stay home. Yeah. They're told you're not, you know, this isn't, we joke about things in a participation society, and yet people who get mad about that are also the ones that are mad that Alabama didn't get in, despite the fact, you know what they did? They went and they lost to Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. And so on one end, I hear people cry, we have to make the regular season matter. But then on the other end, we don't want specific results that affect our teams and our conference to matter.
Right.
So which is it? Like, what are we actually looking for here? Are we looking to crown the best team in college football? Not necessarily. Are we looking to crown the champion because they won the bracket, of which has an exclusionary method that keeps some teams out?
Ouch.
Yes,
ouch.
That's the point.
Ouch.
That's what we're looking to do.
So we need to go back to the 70s, 80s, with the voters handled it.
I mean,
I wasn't complaining too loudly back then.
Yeah.
It's one of these things, like, if we get to 16, are we going to sit there and literally have conversations about the 17th team that's let out? Like, would we be sitting there discussing, well, Illinois really deserved an opportunity to play for the college football championship?
What if I just said this? Okay, I agree with you. You know I do.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it at 12, but we adjust the seating, and that's it. We just go on.
I'm fine with it. So here's the small tweaks that I would be wanting to make. I think the four teams that get a bye, that second round needs to be played at home. They should get Oregon should have been able to host Ohio State in Autzen. It should have been pandemonium. That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Boise State should have been rewarded with a home game against Penn State instead of playing at a neutral site. I think it's better for fans. I think it's a tough ask to ask these people if your team makes that run all the way through to keep having to go to neutral site games in different parts of the country in the most expensive time to travel. Because it hits the holiday season.
Yeah.
So that is one of the tweaks. And then I'm fine with working inside the parameters of figuring out the best way to seed them.
Yeah.
But I also feel like 12, it was weird when it came out initially. I was like, 12? Who has a 12-team bracket?
Mm-hmm.
It worked for me.
It did.
I liked the way that I liked the way that it worked out. And yeah, we had a year in which an SEC team got left out. So of course, then it becomes this massive conversation. You know who's benefited the most almost all the time when random things happen and a team got to play for and won a national title and they didn't even win their own division, and it was Alabama.
I know who you're. Yeah,
we don't. We don't talk when right. Oklahoma State got left out to play LSU, and Alabama had already lost to LSU mm-hmm. yeah. in the November 6th game that wasn't as entertaining as people wanted it to be, mm-hmm. but talked it up like it was a massive game. Mm-hmm. Then we got Alabama LSU again, while Oklahoma State didn't get a play for a national title. Like, what in the world? Who was it when Florida State didn't get a go? Oh, it was Alabama, yeah. undefeated Florida State. So
I hear you.
Spare me the tears
I got
for
you.
Alabama because they didn't beat Vanderbilt and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, the regular season matters because you got to win the games.
Right.
You have to deserve to get into it.
I hear you.
So that's where I'm at with it. Yeah. I would rather keep things how we have it for at least a period of time, because if you think about it, throughout college football history, we had the bowl system for 80 years, mm-hmm. more than that. I can't tell you what it was in 1918 that they were playing.
No, I can't either.
Up until 1998, when the BCS then comes into form, then you have that system. We had the BCS until 2014, I want to say, when you went to the four-team college football playoff. Then we went from 2014 until 2024, and then we get to this 12-team model. And then we're going to go from 24 to 27, and we got to have a brand-new system.
It's going to happen all the
time. And what's going to happen when we get into 27 – and we decide, well, this didn't work how we wanted it to. The yeah. right team didn't end up to be the championship. Yeah. Greg Sankey's mad over here. The Big Ten's upset yeah. because a group of five team won a title. Yeah. It's just like, why can we not accept
Ouch.
That sports gets to be played on the field and the on-the-field results do matter, and a bracket is an exclusionary thing, so some people are going to get left out. You don't yeah. get to bring everybody.
Right.
That's my rant.
That's a good rant.
I wasn't planning to.
That's why I brought you were fired up rant. On the couch. I could tell you're
so
pissed off.
I get so annoyed by it because by it's what, such by, a what is it for me thing.
That.
The conferences don't care about the sport. They don't care about the fans. They don't care about the product. They care about what's in it for us. The SEC doesn't care about you, the fan. Certainly not you, the fan
in Lincoln,
Nebraska.
It doesn't seem like. Do you agree with that? It doesn't seem like it to me.
No, I mean, I guess I'm sure they do care. But yeah,
to a very small amount, maybe. But they care more about having as many SEC teams playing for a national title as they do
money.
Anything else.
Yeah. Money.
Well, the biggest reason of the money. Change for the going to the 16 okay. is that the contract's up.
Sure.
So that's why it's being looked at. If there was a contract, there this would not be.
But I think they're going to have relatively yeah. small contracts right. because then they can tweak
they
it as much
it.
As
yeah,
they
it won't
want.
Be as long. But right now, that's the main reason that this is on the table. Yeah.
Right.
Is it can be changed, and then also. The next thing is the reasoning for it is like that. It's just sheer volume and more money. And so it's like there's more games that we get more money per conference. And right now we just went with this house settlement.
Right.
And so you're like, where's the money come from?
Okay, so the question then is, and you probably can answer this, why didn't they just start with 16?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. If someone asked me, what would you want? I go, I'd want 12 for at least 4 years to kind of see. Because here's the
give
deal.
Me a presidential term of a plan.
Then
we can vote it in or out. Yeah. You know, we'll just vote on it in 4 year blocks.
What I didn't like at all about everybody says, well, go to 16 because the buys meant nothing. Well, the buys meant nothing on three reasons. Here's the deal. It wasn't seated right. So the teams that had the buys were 12th Arizona State and whatever.
Boise State,
whatever they were ranked. They were not the better
team.
And
then Ohio State is not a number. You know.
They were at 8th seed. And then also, Georgia lost their quarterback in the SEC championship games. So they're playing with the backup. Mm-hmm. So when they say, well, there's buys don't matter. Hang on a second. They weren't seated correctly.
Right.
That's it. What if they were seated correctly and 1 through 4 had the buys?
You just got
and they were playing. It was like, well, Boise didn't win. It's like, they had a brutal game.
So keep 12 with revised seating. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would like to see, like I said, and this isn't a sticking point. I'd be fine leaving it off the table. But I'd like to see those teams that do have the bye rewarded with a home game. I just think,
Oregon not playing the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, Oregon getting to play at home. Arizona State, if that's who you're putting at 3 and 4, letting them have a home game out of that.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Because how awesome was the scene when we were seeing in that first round those home games? What that environment looked like for those places.
I mean, Boise, I would rather be in the playoffs and not a bye. I'd much rather have had a home game and be like, okay, because that'd been nuts. Imagine Boise on the blue turf. It would have been nuts.
Who would they been playing?
I don't know how the seed would have been.
It'd be different seeding.
But it'd be different seeding. But if they would have won, it would have been mayhem, and they lose the next round. But you're still going we won a playoff game.
Right.
Now
you have that in your stadium
forever.
You
don't get to hang a banner up that we were a seed.
Nope.
You don't get a seed banner.
We didn't play.
Yeah. If you're a one seed and you get beat in the first round of the NCAA tournament, it's not like you don't hang a banner for once. Well, how'd it go? Crazy thing to know. We actually got upset as a one seed, but we still hung a banner for that. No, we don't.
Change the seeding.
You would have a viewpoint on this that other people wouldn't be able to have, Bill, but I mean, you've been in the environment where you're playing in someone's home stadium for a consequential game, and you've been in the environment where you're in a neutral site. There has to be somewhat of a different charge in the air in that. You're playing for a national championship, it's a big, big deal. But if you're playing, if you were playing that national championship in Clemson Stadium, that would have felt massively different.
Yeah,
not that it would have been fair or how we'd want that to be, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, for those guys, you'd have rather had a home game. You would have rather done that to have a home game. But then the thing is, what you're saying though, but it's almost impossible to do because of the bowl games. Because of how it's like, okay, so that means we just cut out the Rose Bowl or we cut out whatever with it. But that's the only thing to it. But I agree with you. I mean, if I'm Oregon, the first game, I've earned the right. That I won the Big Ten and I have to go on the road to play the first playoff game, even though it's a bye. I'm like, oh man. And then also because of the seeding, who took it right in the gut was Oregon.
Yeah.
Also, they got Ohio State. You're an 8 seed. Anyone think they were an 8 seed?
No. It's hard though because if we want the regular season to matter, the way they lost to Michigan changes how everything gets seeded because of that.
Yeah,
and so they would have been a tough seed no matter where they were put for whoever was going to
draw them. They weren't going to be a top 4 seed the most of it, but that was a tough draw out of it. Oh, also a revenge game. If I'm Oregon, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Of all the teams, an
angry Ohio State team that we barely beat at home, and they have a revenge factor. Play it again.
And they're loaded,
and they're really good. So it's just bizarre world. But it's going to be a long time before it gets settled in and settled
out. A long time, meaning forever.
Oh, I mean, it's like you said, I don't know how it ever gets. Right now, it's like someone says, how is it going to get cleared up? I'm like, I don't know. I know there has to be a commission on that, but will that ever happen? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Part of where I'm at with college football in 2025 is that it is one of the only sports where it feels like, and this is kind of college athletics as a whole, but it's specifically football in this example. The rules are being made up as the game is going along constantly.
Yep.
You have no structure for how you are supposed to recruit or add to your roster. You have no structure for now how these players are going to be paid. And that is a massive part of this entire thing. We have no playoff structure that you can sort of rely on. They're likely going to change the conference championship structure, which is going to add its own wrinkle into it. You don't know if you are a coach and you are expecting to be in a place in a couple years, how many games your team might even play in a season, which seems like it sort of matters. Could you imagine being an NFL coach? And yeah, you don't know because you don't know how far you're going to go down the line. But you don't know whether you're going to play 17 games. Maybe you're going to play 15 games. Maybe you're going to play. Like, that would be mind-boggling to me. That no, you are right. just constantly in this state of, well, I am a highly paid coach who has demands on me every second of every day. But I actually can't answer that question because I have no guidance from either the organization tasked with running things or the college football playoff tasked with running. Like, that is a tough, tough way to live in a high-stress environment. Mm-hmm. As someone who wants, you know, I'm not the most orderly, organized individual ever, but I want structure. I don't just want, like, a free-for-all, figure it out as we go. I certainly wouldn't want to be going through my job and then having every day getting, well, this is going to be different. In 3 weeks, but 3 weeks after that, we're going to do this now.
They still haven't figured out what's going to all go down. This is NCAA now, wise like with Michigan. That has not been all answered yet. But yet, when Oregon played with 12 guys on the field, the rule was changed on Monday.
Yeah,
they changed a rule on Monday that had been in place, and all of a sudden it got it all of a sudden it was like, oh wow, there's a flaw here. But they changed a rule. Can you imagine changing a rule? That's usually something that's voted on, thought through, takes time. All of a sudden, it happened on Saturday, and Dan Lanning's like, basically, he kind of laughed about it. Yeah, we played with 12 on purpose. Okay, we're going to change that on Monday. But we can't get anything else
no voting process
remotely changed anywhere, but that was changed in 48 hours.
Schaefer, college football is still appealing to you, though, right?
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. The other hard part about college football for me is that so much of the conversation in the offseason makes the sport seem like I'm not going to be interested in it. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as the games start, I'm there on my couch like everybody else, excited to watch.
I know.
It's a long
offseason.
I have this issue with baseball whenever they have their collective bargaining agreement. It's like, I don't want to hear any of these. It's never good. You're never excited to hear about the lawyers talking about how their negotiation
and they might
going.
Have to delay the season.
And the season might be off put because these people can't come to conclude that it's better to have the product than not.
Right.
Because we have to, you know, have our decimal move slightly one way or the other in our bank account. But it's very hard to get through some of this and not think that the sport is going to be affected by it to some degree. Now, will it be affected in the ratings? No, because people want
I
to watch.
Wonder. Now, that's the question. We haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen the ratings
but we also
decline.
Are in the area. And I don't know if college football as a whole is in the healthiest spot because you don't see fans going to... Like, there's shifts in the dynamic of it, right? Like, attendance is down for college football in the sense that you have less people going to some of these games. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily championship games, but like home games. Home game attendance, I think, is down across
the board. We talked about it. That was my Bill Shrills on Monday, was don't think that it can't get worse. I'm with you. We said that last year. It's like, hey, I kept saying, when you turn the TV on, product's really good. These games are really good. But I listed off, 14 things on Monday that's going on in college football. Yes. I said, don't think that eventually that you can't start to lose it. Imagine any company thinking like, we got this. For how long? No, next 100 years, we'll kill it. We won't have to do that much. Nope.
We don't know what the long-term effects of all of the player movement is going to be for the product either. Because if you 100. Only get to work with a player for 7 months, he's not going to be the best version of himself when he's out there, which means the product isn't always going to be appealing because of that too. We've seen that in college basketball where there have been enough shifts or enough guys left for the NBA that the quality of college basketball that you were watching in the mid-2000s was nowhere near what it was in the decades that preceded it. You could say the quality of athlete was different, but the actual aesthetic style of college basketball, where they weren't going up and down the court and games were finishing in the 50s and 60s, very different than what it looked like previously.
God, I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, maybe it would be almost good for the sport if there was a discernible TV ratings decline and discernible attendance decline.
Because
maybe then the leader, whoever the leaders are, get their attention.
You have a power vacuum, right? And so you have all of these different people trying to climb into what is the control center of college football, and it just leads to what we know doesn't work around here, too many cooks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You have all of these different people that want something. Yeah. But they want it for themselves.
No, I know.
You don't have a central authority that wants it for the greater good of what the product is.
And then in the simplest of terms, which we've talked on the show 1,000 times, if you don't collective bargain, it'll never, ever work.
We're heading
work.
Towards
and,
that,
and,
right?
And everyone knows it won't. And everyone knows if you don't, Jed Fish talked about it the other day. I listened to him like that. If you don't make them employees and you don't collective bargain, then you can't ever work together.
Isn't that because what we're heading toward?
You would hope so, but then that gives you a chance to be like, we'll do this, but then you can't transfer unlimited then, but you agree upon it.
Right.
You agree upon it. Right now, there's nothing agreed upon.
Right.
And so, like I said,
it's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all, and if you don't collective bargain, there's no way to ever fix it. And then so it's, and there's going to be, when this thing comes through about the House bill, I said, there's lawsuits waiting to happen on that one too. They're going to be like, hang on now. We spent $35 million on our team last year, and this year we're going to spend $15 million. So we had to tell them all I get a pay cut, and those players are going to be like going, why is that? My value is still this. You can't do that. They're going to say, and then they're right. They're right that you can't.
Also, who's going to enforce that there isn't extra money involved in all of this? Like I'm watching recruiting classes right now, and I know there's no way there's guys that are just going to take a small amount of money so there's a bigger slice for the guys on the team currently.
Not happening.
Well, Schaefer, excellent rant. People are fired up about that. If you have any questions for Schaefer, please text us 402-464-5685. More with Mike Schaefer next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.